Yes, some of you are particularly interested in the seaweed that Mayan and I were talking about briefly, that's been researched in Queensland. It's called Asparagopsis, and it's pink. And it seems to stop cows from burping methane into the atmosphere, which, of course, would be a very good thing. But Mayan just told me that the unintended consequences of that could be yet more cows, of course, which is one of the problems with what you call technological fixes, even though the technological fix in this instance is via seaweed. I don't know. Obviously, I've got a low irritability threshold this morning. Firstly, what have we done this morning? Syria, seaweed, Smith, Zadie, and Sonic Youth. Any chance of a bit of variety on Saturday mornings, says a texter. Somebody else says, you are wrong. What am I wrong about? Oh, yes. Zadie Smith's first book is The Autograph Man, not, as you stated, White Teeth. Please correct this error. Look, I'm not responsible for the order in which you read them, but White Teeth was written first. That's all I'm saying. I totally identify with Zadie Smith, says a listener on the tech giants hijacking the way we live, the manipulation, the individualisation, not to mention in schools where the pen and paper have almost disappeared. Lots of love for Megan, actually. Wow, says Emily, distrusting her thoughts and feelings if they contradicted the Bible. So powerful. I've spent 30 years making up for the 18 years wasted reading the Bible and being trained to ignore my emotions. This is real for many families whose entire time is focused on church activities and ideology. I'm sure it results in anxiety and other mental health issues. Just some thoughts, says Georgia. Christianity is a terrorist organization with tax breaks. I cannot believe the extent of the implicit dominion the church maintains over everyday secular life, not to mention the individuals fully brainwashed and involved. Anything can be justified using scripture, as it's so malleable and diverse. Kill your sons, don't cut your hair, bread turns into literal flesh, give your money to God. It's farcical. Why is there no accountability for the tangible harm and dishonesty Christianity and other religions propagate? I wish governments would take more of a stand and regulate the cesspit of patriarchy, power and control. I was brought up Catholic, but soon realised what absolute malarkey it all was. And also lesbianism and Catholicism don't really gel. Freedom of religion, don't make me laugh. More like a license to oppress. Georgia, say what you really think. The Old Testament, says another, was written in and for another age. Jesus came to effect a new covenant, and we should be abiding in that. The curtain was rent. Okay. Oh, more texts and emails about Megan Phelps Roper. The Old Testament was written before God became a Christian. Lol. Somebody else says, poor Jesus, the Old Testament is not Christianity at all. And Patricia says, don't blame the Bible and religion. Human nature is the elephant in the room. The Bible says that the heart of man is desperately wicked. And Martin emails to say, what a lovely and articulate person Megan Phelps Roper is. In terms of the story about her unravelling and the realisation of a biblical contradiction that precipitated that, it's interesting how she resolved the contradiction in that she fell on the side of not praying for the death of others. Logically, she could have fallen on either side, and it's arguable that she had some basis of morals outside of the biblical realm that guided her to that conclusion. His story stands out as a beacon to others following a similar trajectory and hope for non-religious people like myself that there is some base of morals inherent in humanity that can prevail when faced with religious or other indoctrination. Actually, somebody sent me a text a little earlier to say that I was not surprised, given how full of life Doug Wilson is, to hear that Catherine Ryan was interviewing him last week on his 11,000-kilometre ride around New Zealand. In my mind, such a thing was of course within Doug's abilities. I looked forward to his report on how he got on. Imagine my disappointment when it was in fact Dunk Wilson. Well done, Dunk.